The first one is going to be a one-vehicle crash involving a motorcycle driven by a Gordon Allen Hankins, H-A-N-K-I-N-S, age 61, of Copeland, Texas. This accident occurred on FM 60, 3 miles west of Lyons, 2.2 miles north of Somerville. Apparently, the motorcyclist took the curve at a fast rate and went off the road and struck a sign pole, causing the death of that motorcyclist. The second one, it's going to be later on that afternoon on FM 60 at 7:20 p.m. at Private Road 57 and FM 60, 12 miles south of Caldwell, Burleson County. Vehicle 1 is going to be a 2005 Honda motorcycle driven by Hugh Jeff Davis, D-A-V-I-S, of Caldwell, age 53. Had a passenger on board the motorcycle, a Mary Catherine Davis, spelt with a K, last name Davis, D-A-V-I-S, age 56, also of Caldwell, was critically injured on this accident, colliding with a 1998, looks like an Infiniti SUV-type vehicle, driven by a Jose Angel Ramon, R-A-M-O-N, of Brookshire, Texas. According to the trooper working this crash, sun was a factor, not seeing the motorcycle, and actually hit head-on. Near that intersection.
Both vehicles were in which lane?
Apparently, the motorcycle was exiting from 57 coming on to 60, and the Unit 2, the Infiniti driven by Mr. Ramon, was making a left turn onto Private Road and did not see the motorcycle. And somewhere in that intersection there collided with the motorcycle.
And Mr. Davis was the one who died?
Yes, the driver of the motorcycle was the one that died.
Any injury to Mr. Ramon?
No injuries to him. The passenger was life-flighted by a helicopter to Scott and White and Temple. The last status I have her, she has critical. She was critical there at Temple, Scott and White.
Any of the three on the motorcycles were wearing helmets or not?
What I have so far shows that none of them were wearing motorcycle helmets.
And the time of the first crash involving Mr. Hankins would have been?
The first one is going to be at 16:40, which that should be 4:40 p.m.
And both of these were Saturday then or Sunday?
Saturday on the 8th. I think they had some type of motorcycle rally or something out there at Lake Somerville. I think there was a lot of motorcycles in the area this weekend, from what I understand.